One. I'm trying to get this volume up. Here we go. Andromeda with Love. That's the Dr. Fred Bell playing all the keyboards on that. That's our album, From Andromeda with Love. Tonight is December 19? I mean, my God, where did this year go? Come on. This is our fourth year on BBS Radio since we started it. And we've got Steve Barish and Bella Bird. And we're going to have some fun. I just can't believe it. So far into the new year already, and we got a new president. And if you notice, sub-president Bush, he has a milk mustache now. I saw him on the news today. A milk mustache. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. The scum is finally leaving. I mean, they're going to have to scrape that White House down before Obama comes in. You know, Obama is so cool. He's like Clinton. He's clear. He speaks in a language you can understand with total proper pronunciation of his punctuality on all words. He's very coherent, where Bush is like standing up there like he just did a big line of coke, and he's like, you know, ooh, that's how Bush is. Maybe he just did that. That's probably why he's got a white line on his face. Anyhow, welcome to Dr. Fred Bell's Health Science and Energy Show. I've got my two sidekicks here, Bella Bird and Steve Barish. Steve, you there?
Yes, I am. Fred, how you doing?
I'm doing great, man. What's going on tonight, dude?
Well, we got about 12 inches of snow here already, and it's still snowing, so.
So you're not going to be drag racing? You haven't got your Cobra out tonight?
No, don't have my Cobra out tonight.
Can't you put a snowplow on that puppy?
Boy, that would be nice, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would be good.
Yeah.
Well, you're getting your Ustream on. I've got my one of my silver power domes on, but I don't have it fired, so it's semi-working. But
cool.
I'm just looking around. I was looking around today at this place and saying, my God, you know, watch out what you wish for when you have a projector. You know, in the middle of a recession, we end up out here in this beautiful place within a month of when I asked for it. All expenses paid by the projects that put us here, just by asking for it. You know, I can't believe that people don't have projectors. Put them up, ask for something, and just enjoy life. You don't have to suffer. You know, it's like one thing that the projectors have done for me. I always thought, you know, you have to go out and get a job to earn something. All my life, I would go out and get a job, prepare TV sets, paper routes when I was a kid, all that kind of stuff, to buy something. I didn't understand spontaneity, you know, where you just ask for it and it shows up. I didn't believe in it. I actually didn't believe in that. I believed you had to make some effort to make something happen. I still believe you have to make a little effort, like ask for it. You know, out of your mouth has to come a request. But on the other hand, when I would request things that are completely ridiculous, you know, I would feel guilty, And I think the guilt would hold it back. Finally, when I had this don't give a damn attitude and I make a request, I mean, I could keep my mouth shut. You know what I mean? Because I ask for something, it's here immediately. And so many of my clients now that just don't, you know, they develop the attitude of don't give a damn, ask for it. You know, and this could be healing and autistic children recovering, and it's so many different things, you know. New car, whatever. It works.
It does.
It absolutely works. Quantum entanglement is here. Now, what I'd like to request is my book is written, okay, my Inside Track book. But I haven't put that request in because I would like the time, I would like to write the damn thing, you know, which I'm writing it. But it took me 3 months to move out here, that part. See, when I requested to be here, I forgot, I didn't realize that there was a karma attached to it, like 3 months moving. But now that's over, we're in, and now I can work on my book. And I have a much better environment. So I guess my wish to write the book Inside Track after 2012 is actually been granted, but not on the terms that I wanted it to be granted on, but the terms that it's supposed to be. So anyhow, how does that settle with you?
That sounds pretty good to me. I know my projector seems to be working pretty good, all four of them. So,
what have you programmed for lately, anyway? What kind of stuff have you been programming?
I programmed for my new projector, and that seems to be coming through for me.
Oh, yeah, that's on the way, yeah.
Right, and so I can't wait till that comes. That's solid platinum, so that'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah,
that should really, really do a trick. And I'm getting to the attitude of letting everything go in terms of with the projectors. And so things are happening for me, too, over this way.
And, you know, that's a big thing now, letting things go.
Yep.
You know, I have a really good credit rating, and I'm protected by LifeLock, my credit is.
Right.
The president was supposed to be on my show, but he seems to be kind of a jerk. He canceled because he had to go to a meeting in New York and blah, blah, blah. And I'll have him on here again. You know, once somebody cancels on me, you know, I'll bring him back when I feel like bringing him back, not mm-hmm. when they want to come back, because mm-hmm. he wanted to come back earlier. And LifeLock is a really good thing. It protects your credit card, your credit. People can't steal your ID and blah, blah, blah. He's the guy that rides around on the TV ads with a, you know, Social Security number on the side of a truck.
Mm-hmm.
And he wanted to be on the show.
Right.
But what I've had to work on is to absolutely trust in what you ask for and how it comes about. And mm-hmm. for me, that's been an issue because when I was 13 years old, before the government got me, I was working a paper route. I was getting up at 4 in the morning, delivering the Detroit Free Press, you know, all over Ann Arbor, Michigan,
mm-hmm.
and weekends repairing television sets. And that's kind of been my work ethic all my life, just like work, work, work. Support my family, blah, blah, blah. And so when I finally got older, well, I guess maybe more advanced, you know, where I am now,
mm-hmm.
it was a real difficult thing for me to let it go to the universe because I always had control of it. You know
mm-hmm.
what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I always had control of it. I could always set myself up. I remember one time I sold more subscriptions to the Detroit Free Press back in 1956, and I got a free trip to Washington, D.C., it was my first all expense paid. I'm like 9-10 years old. All expense paid. I got to be in the Senate. I got to be in the Congress. I got to be at Lincoln Memorial. All of this stuff paid by the Detroit Free Press.
Right, right.
You know, it was really great. I have a nice hotel. And me, I'm like a 9-year-old kid. It's all expense paid, and I didn't have a chaperone.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And that's what I was used to. But now, it's like better.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
Yeah. So I wish, you know, by the way, I want everybody to know that if they reference this show, they'll get a 10% discount and some really good deals on the ordering this month, because we want everybody to have a good Christmas. We realize the money's tight out there. And at Paradigm, you know, we'd like to make good deals for people. So just reference the December 19th show, and you get huge discounts, and we have financing and blah, blah, blah on our products. You know, I don't do commercials on this show. I'm just throwing that in, you know. So what are you going to do for the holidays anyway?
I think what I'm going to do, my brother has invited me over to his home, so that's what I'm going to do over the holidays.
So you guys, you're not going to, I remember you told me of a plan to trap Santa Claus in the chimney for us and stuff. Now, you're not going to really do that,
no,
are you?
No, no, no. We're not going to do anything like
okay.
that.
Okay. Because you told me you're going to trap Santa Claus.
No, I don't want to do that.
Okay.
No.
So that scared me. When I heard you say that, it really scared me.
He should be trapped.
Well, I see him on so many commercials these days. I'm surprised he's not doing Geico or something. Santa Claus, and all you kids out there that are listening in tonight, I know there's lots of you, because I have a large audience under 13, I found out. You kids, you know, Santa Claus is cool, but he's getting a little commercial, man. He's going to do Geico and all these commercials. He did some commercial the other day. Luckily, you know, Mrs. Santa Claus, by the way, is really not happy with him because he's all these young girls and stuff, and she's a little jealous right now.
Well,
and there's laugh. And evidently, women like that, you know. And so Mrs. Santa Claus is a little bit mad. So possibly after 2,000 or 3,000 years of Santa Claus, there might be a little conflict up there at the North Pole. Now, this is just inside information from the CIA, and I can't verify that, okay? Yeah, hey, have you got any intel on that or not?
Well, I think the North Pole's very busy right now because there's a lot of kids that are going to get a lot of nice toys.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, that'll be a blast for them.
Yeah, I agree.
Be a lot of fun because he's going to be coming down chimneys and kids are going to be having a good time.
Yeah. I'd love to go down a chimney. But, man, you know how dirty those puppies are? I guess he's got one of those self-cleaning Santa Claus suits.
I think he does.
Yeah.
I think he's filled with magic.
Yeah. That's the only way you can explain Santa Claus. And, you know, a lot of people don't believe in Santa Claus. And that sucks because I'll tell you what, I'm 65 years old and I 1,000% believe in Santa Claus. You know, all these stores that run these commercials and they make a big commercial thing out of Christmas, forget it. Santa Claus is real. You know what?
Santa Claus is 365 days a year.
I actually think I saw him when I was about 5 or 6. Did you ever see Santa Claus?
Yeah.
You have seen him.
John Wanamaker's in Philadelphia. That was a great time.
Yeah. I was about 5 or 6 and saw him in Buffalo, New York one time. And I know it wasn't a fake one. It was a real one because I saw his sled parked on top of the building. It wasn't a Macy's because I don't think Macy's existed back then those days. Mm-hmm. But it was a big, you know, he called himself Chris, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He said his name was Chris Kringle, but
right.
I knew he was Santa Claus.
He must have been a cool guy.
Oh, he was. He gave me a Lionel train right out of his bag.
Dude,
I mean,
wow.
Like, hello? A Lionel train today is worth a lot of money. He just pulled one out and gave it to me.
That's incredible.
I'm serious. I'm not kidding. He gave me a Lionel train.
Wow.
You know, remember the old three-track trains, the three-rail thing?
Yes, I do.
One. Yeah. Yeah, I never forget that. I went home with a Lionel train. And he pulled it out of his bag.
That was a lot of fun.
I don't see that happening now, but it's possible.
It's always possible.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's always possible.
So tell me how your week went.
Pardon?
Tell me how your week went.
Week went very well. I ended up getting pneumonia on Thursday. So I had to call all my clients and cancel from Thursday till Friday. But I'm doing okay. I'm doing fine.
Well, here's how my week went. Last Saturday, you know, we're out here in Temecula. It's a beautiful place. But there's a lot of spiders out here.
Really?
Yeah. So, I got bit by a brown recluse.
You got bit by
a... Oh, yeah, and on the left side, and a black widow on the right side.
You're serious.
I'm dead serious. Remember you did the show for me Friday night?
Yes, I did.
Okay, because I wasn't feeling too good because the previous day, Thursday, I had a suit coat. I'd thrown it on the floor. You know, it's a beautiful place, but these spiders come out at night, right?
Right.
And, I mean, the doors here have seals on them. A mouse couldn't come in here. This house has got double pane glass and seals, but spiders are already in here. We've been getting them out of here. And I always like spiders. I always like spiders because they're good guys, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I got bit one time back in 81 by a brown recluse where my leg swelled up about three times normal size, but they didn't have to do anything because they would have amputated my leg had it gotten swollen more, had my circulation got cut off, but it didn't, so I was okay.
Right.
So how do I know? So what happened was I have this brown suit coat that I wear, and I had it was on the floor. I threw it on the floor. You know, I come in, you're moving, you don't hang things up. There's boxes everywhere and blah, blah, blah. So I threw it on the floor, and evidently a couple spiders went in. And now when I pick up a coat, I don't put it on the floor anymore, and I've used insecticides around the perimeter, and probably they're back off now, but we just started doing that. And so in the both sleeves, because it's a coat that hangs, on the left side I got bit by a brown recluse. Now, how do I know that? Because when it bites you, it immediately within an hour, this, you know, it looks like, ever had a sunburn?
Yes.
And then a couple days after the sunburn, the skin starts peeling off?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Okay. A brown recluse hits, it does the same thing. It looks like he had a sunburn, a round spot, and then peeling skin within a couple of hours.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's quick. And some people, if you don't have the right immune system, that evolves into where you can go down and eat your flesh out until you see the bone. Okay? It doesn't do that with me because I have a naturally powerful receptor on here, and it makes my immune system. On the right-hand side, when I got bit by a black widow, how do I know it's a black widow? Because the black widow, the bite leaves a pair of fangs like Dracula.
Really?
Yeah, oh yeah, you can look it up on the internet, black widow bites. Black widow bites don't make the skin peel like the brown recluse did on the left side. A black widow gets you a big swelling. My arm, my right arm was about twice as big as it should be, with two I would say 8-inch fang marks.
Wow.
Yeah. So I got bit by a black widow and a brown recluse, you know, out of my sleeve, my coat, in one day. So that's why you did the show,
that's
Friday.
That's why I did the show. Amazing.
When you wear the receptor, it doesn't hurt you that much. I mean, I'm okay now, but for about 5 days, I looked like Popeye.
Wow.
You know, you want a brown recluse bite? Well, the left arm. You want a black widow? The right arm. And I had people look at it and absolutely verify what I was saying to be true.
Yeah.
So I got bit by two of the most deadliest spiders in the world, and the brown recluse is still, that bite I'm looking at it right now, it's still peeling, and it still looks like a bad sunburn, but it's not going deep. It means my immune system is fighting the demon, because if you don't have the receptor to fight your immune system, this thing can go deep into your flesh, and you have scars that are a quarter inch, half inch deep. This is being fine, but I mean, it's been a week now, and it's still very red, and skin is still peeling off like a bad sunburn, and it'll probably go on for another month as my body fights the demon of the brown recluse. So that's why, I couldn't do the show because it weakened me, and then Saturday, I was supposed to do I apologize to you guys that listened to my Saturday show, because my Saturday show, I was supposed to send in a pre-recorded seminar thing I was working on. I still was in so much pain that I couldn't do that. But now I feel great.
Yeah, that's good.
Dr. Fred was bitten by a brown recluse and a black widow simultaneously documented.
Somebody's on the phone here.
And now, now I'm after the spiders.
Yeah.
I tell you, life's it's a great place out here, but we do have spiders, you know. We got them here.
Is somebody on the phone?
Yeah, it sounds like it. Hello, caller.
Stephen Fred, Jeff Harvey, how are you?
Who's that?
It's Jeff Harvey in Pennsylvania.
Hi, Jeff. How are you doing?
Hi, Jeff. How are you doing?
Good, thank you. I thought it would be appropriate to call because I just got nailed by one as well a couple of days back, about a week and a half ago. I got whacked in the hand by a spider.
What kind was it?
And the same thing happened to me. I got the water blisters all over my body and the flesh peeled off.
Wow.
I was lucky. I had one of those 30,000 hertz generators.
With the brown recluse, It's like a bad sunburn, and you get little scabs. No water blisters, but it's scabs, which I still have. It takes a couple months to get rid of it. The Black Widow, there was no scabs or anything. It was just a big swelling and then the two fang marks.
Yeah, I don't know what it was that got me. It ate the flesh up pretty good, though, on my legs and my arms. So
how big of an area?
I was able to kill the toxin.
How big of an area?
Well, the hand was just a little spot about the size of a nickel, and then the hand swole up, and then basically it spread to the elbow, and then it hit the two legs, which was kind of odd that it just went to those spots.
All the way up your arm.
Well, it just the flesh got eaten right away. It just skin peeled away after the blister.
Brown recluse. You're in Pennsylvania?
Yeah.
There's not very many brown recluses up there. They're mostly down there in the Texas area.
Yeah, the only thing we have is a brown recluse and an angel spider, the only thing poisonous that I know of. But
well, the angel spider ain't going to do that. You got hit with a brown. That was a week ago?
Yeah.
And how does it look now?
Well, I put one of those tone generators. As you know, I do the frequency work on the body, and I put a tone generator on. And I killed the toxins with 30,000 hertz at 9 volts. And now it's starting to heal pretty good. I put on a lot of bandages with some...
So you got a whole armful of you know, scabs, basically.
Yeah, exactly. And now it's
brown recluse. There's only one spider that does. That's brown recluse. Did you have like a little volcano where he got you somewhere, like a little tiny volcano-looking... bite?
Yeah, that was on the hand.
Okay, and it spread up your arm. Yeah, was it on the left side or right side?
Left.
Yeah, heart meridian. Yeah, that's a brown recluse, classic.
Mm.
Yeah.
And what I wanted to ask was, the receptor, as you know, I'll be picking one of those up soon. I was wondering if, Steve, if you could take a look and see whether or not you think the red stone would be appropriate.
I think a diamond would be a lot better for you.
Okay.
Your frequency is very high.
Yeah, Jeff's very high, yeah.
Yeah, your frequency is very, very high, and that would create tremendous healing right away.
All right, good. Good. I've been trying to find out whether or not that would be appropriate, so I thought I'd give you a call and ask, because
you folks know exactly
what you're doing. Right?
If you want, what I can do is surround you with diamond energy. You'll be able to feel the frequency of it if you'd like me to do that.
Sure.
Yeah, go ahead and do that.
Take the laptop off my lap here.
Good.
Go ahead.
It's right in the center of your chest right now. You should be able to feel your frequency going through the roof. You feel everything opening up in your body? All your chakras?
There's a cooling coming up from my feet.
You bet. Yep.
And it's
coming
up about
your
halfway up my knees now.
Mm-hmm. It's all the way actually through your head already, but... you know, you're going to have to take your time. How does that feel? How's the frequency
I like the coolness.
It feels
good.
Yeah.
What's interesting is I'm not as sensitive
cool.
as a lot of people are on my own body.
Yeah. Now, actually, pure energy is very cool. It's either very cool or very warm to whoever receives that energy. But your heart is lit up like nothing I've ever seen before. Your energy is extremely high.
Jeff's really got a lot going. Jeff, tell Steve what you do.
Well, I use several different pieces of software to look at the voice recordings.
Okay.
And, basically, we pull it a sample of about 40,000 times a second, as high as 192 times a thousand times a second of the voice.
Right.
And we're able to pull out the disease markers in the body because we use a pretty sophisticated database to match the frequencies of, you know, biotoxins, chemicals, that sort of thing.
Yes, yes.
And so then what I do is I'll apply frequencies to make adjustments, and I've been pretty successful so far. I just developed a protocol for genital herpes for a couple of women that I know.
Mm-hmm. Very similar to a brown recluse bite, actually.
Well, you know something? That's something I didn't play with yet. I haven't decided on how to look at toxins yet for those sort of things. That's an area that I haven't learned yet. So I was kind of stuck with just putting the 30,000 hertz on it to break the toxins up, and that's all I could do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, aquamarine nuclear receptor will tear the heck out of a spider bite.
Yeah.
And by the way, this is my second time I've been bitten by a brown recluse. My first time.
How long did you say it took you to heal?
Well, my first time was the right foot, right leg, and it swelled up huge. I did a seminar back in '81. I went to the hospital on that one, and because it was my first experience of having a three times normal leg. But the doctors told me that it was a brown recluse. They immediately identified it from the, you know, sample of the poison. And they said, you know, they gave me some cortisone, but that just reduces the swelling. And they said it'll heal up in a couple of weeks. But at that time, as we just come out of the receptor, and so my body developed a natural immunity to the brown recluse. So this time when I got it, it wasn't so bad. And then the black widow, I'd never been bit by one of those before, and when I got that one, so my body's developed an immunity to that, so I guess I'm over the spiders now. You know,
all right. How long between those two bites? Brown recluse bites.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, that's how it goes. When you are in a certain, you know, when you're in a high frequency vibration, and your B complex is low, especially you'll get bit by insects like mosquitoes. Now I don't know what I'm deficient in nutrient-wise, but obviously something for a spider to bite me like that. Oh, of course, it was in my sleeves of my coat, and my arm was invasive, and that might have, you know, made a mess. Now what we do is we turn the sleeves of our coats inside out before we put our arms in them out here. But, I mean, it's a beautiful area that we live in, but still the insects are very small, and we have to respect their space, you know, because they're here. So
yeah, and they're looking for some snacks.
It's a whole new experience.
Yeah. I'm glad it healed up, though. How did your flu go? You got that taken care of?
Well, Steve had the flu. Well, I haven't been sick. I haven't had flu in five, six years.
I ended up getting pneumonia. I do a lot of massages, and I think I had a couple of clients cough on me, and they might have had pneumonia, and I probably got it from them. But I usually clear up very quickly, but I thought I'd better take off. I didn't want to work on anybody without having antibiotics in my body because, you know, it wouldn't be fair for me to work on people and give them something that I had.
I've developed a lot of resistance since starting on the Pyridine vitamins and the Pyrrolo. That seemed to have made a big difference.
Well, it makes a huge difference. I haven't had a flu. I haven't had a runny nose in 5 years.
Yeah.
But I use Lavaquin when I have patients that have the flu. I use Lavaquin. Lavaquin is a very good antibiotic. It gets the upper respiratory network. It doesn't really knock you out like some of them do.
Right.
And, you know, so I use that one antibiotic, and I normally don't use antibiotics on people, but that's the one that I'll use if I have to.
Yeah, evidently.
But I haven't had a flu in, you know, five, 6 years. But
yeah.
It's because if you wear the receptor for a long period of time, you pretty much become higher frequency than these viruses that go around, you know.
Yeah. It's just that once in a while I'll have somebody that might be sick with it and they...
Yeah, because you're working, you're down in there digging into their energy and
right,
you're just like taking on their karma because that's what you do.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I can relate to that.
Yeah, usually I get clear pretty fast, but I thought I'd better get on an antibiotic because I really want to go back...
Yeah, Lavaquin, or what did you get?
I end up getting something from the doctor. I don't know what it is. It hasn't knocked me out, so...
Oh, it won't knock you out.
I know antibiotics
pretty well. I've used them for years.
Hold on, I'll go get the name of it.
Yeah, go get it.
Avalox.
Avalox?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's one of the newer ones.
Yeah, 400 milligrams.
Do either of you use the oil of oregano?
Right.
Excuse me?
That's what they prescribe.
Yeah.
Do either of you use the oil of oregano?
I use oregano a lot. I use oregano on a lot of my clients, and I also use an oil, actually, an oil called Purification. And from what I understand, it's made by Young Living Oils, and... it will neutralize black widow or a brown recluse in 24 hours.
That's incredible.
Yeah. It's
well, Steve, when you come out here and stay in the guest house, well, I know where a couple of brown recluses are. Let's try it out.
Thanks.
No problem, man. I can take you right to a spider's den.
Yeah, yeah.
So tell everybody how you did the voice stress analysis with our products. I got that email you sent, and we won't put that on our web page. Explain to people what you did there.
Okay, well, the voice print is kind of interesting because you can see what the body is working on at a particular time.
Yeah, now before you go any further, Jeff, I want to explain to everybody that the FBI and all government agencies look at the voice print as more effective than the lie detector. The stress analysis that Jeff is using is considered by our federal government, especially with looking at spies and stuff, more effective than the old lie detector systems. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, they actually are using it on buses now that go into federal installations, and they'll get the person that's new coming onto the bus, they'll actually record the voice, and they'll determine the intent of the person before they even get inside the installation.
Exactly. This is what the top NSA, this is the top stuff right now.
Wow.
Yeah, it's getting interesting. You can do a lot with the voice now. And you said you were working on something else, too, that I wanted to ask you about. You said you were working on or with a company that does some work in reading the meridian systems. Can you say anything about that on the air?
Not right now.
Okay.
I can't wait till that actually comes out.
That would be a nice adjunct.
But go ahead with what you're doing.
Okay. Well, basically, we take a recording of the voice. We run it through the spectrum analyzer. Then we match the high points and the low points, the slices, and the various strange waveforms we get. We will go through those with a database of frequencies to see what they represent. And basically, it's frequency derivatives. And let's say you've got the common cold, and the adenovirus shows up as a high. You can take that adenovirus, and you can invert the frequency, and there's formulas for that. And you can feed that invert back in, and you can kill that virus dead. So a cold will take about 2 days to get rid of instead of a week. It's kind of interesting. And now I've got a device coming that's an analog generator that'll go much, much higher than the brainwave multiples, so I can actually attack frequencies of viruses and bacteria directly, even though they may be several hundred kilohertz. So that's what I'm working on next.
That's amazing.
Yeah,
that way we don't have to.
You know,
to
what I might do is have you, in January, we're going to start having the X1 healing machine meetings out here in our guest house. And I might fly you out here to share your knowledge with some of my scientists that are working on the new X1 healing system that we're working on now.
I'd love to, but I'd probably be the lowest of the group you've got there. Those folks are probably way ahead of me.
Talking, and I know you're going out and you're going to be doing lectures next year, and you're going to be tell everybody what you're going to be doing next year.
Yeah, January the 4th, I'm scheduled at the Karate Center in Dalton, Pennsylvania, and we're going to basically go over a lot of the new healing technologies, and we're going to go over all of the devices that you have. Because I see them as being a key component, not just in healing, but also in the raising of consciousness. And most of the people I'll be working with at this one will be a lot of practitioners, Reiki masters, acupuncturists, people who are in the field and their friends, and letting them know where things are going. Because I picked up your pyramid. And if you recall, I was having quite a bit of brain fog for the longest time, and I was taking ergoloid methylate, which is not good for you. But it was the only thing that would help me get the brain activity back. And then since putting the pyramid on, I've been able to reduce the brain fog by about 60%, and that's only having used it for a few weeks. So,
yeah, the Power Dome, which I'm wearing tonight, a lot of my viewers are watching it, detoxes the brain because when you look at the arterial flow from the lungs to the brain, you breathe air in, and it goes to the lungs. It goes into fairly large arteries of a quarter of an inch called the trachea. It goes up to the oxygen, then goes up to the base of the brain. It's called the circle of Willis, where it's reduced down to a millionth of an inch. And our pyramids, if you're down to a millionth of an inch and you're smoking and you're eating junk food or you're around people that do smoke, it blocks the arteries over 20, 30 years. And so what happens is when you get, you know, it's like the circle of Willis is a strainer. So what happens is when you wear the pyramid, it vibrates the circle of Willis and opens up and clears all of those passageways that have 30 years of blockage if you're a 60 like I am. So the result is you have a very much clearer brain function. You got oxygen. That then sends signals down to the endocrine system, which makes your digestive tract much more efficient, and therefore you start metabolizing things, and allergies go away. Allergies accumulate. Allergies, you could be allergic to, let's just say, you could be allergic to, say, an egg after 30 years because brain fog, like you're describing. So when you clear out the brain fog with a pyramid, it opens up the endocrine system, which allows you to metabolize the sulfur in an egg, which is the fifth element in the body. You got oxygen, hydrogen, nitrogen, carbon. The fifth element in the body wants to see is sulfur, and that's the core of an egg. But if you can't metabolize an egg, then you can't get sulfur in, you can't detox.
Mm-hmm.
So the pyramid, when you wear it on your head, allows that fifth element in your body to regenerate your entire body systems. And that's why the beauty of our power dome systems and blah, blah, blah.
The nuclear receptor...
Yeah. So you know, I'm just giving you some information over the air here.
Yeah. It's wonderful because I know that nuclear receptor does basically the same thing.
The nuclear receptor is a DNA device.
Yeah.
When the pyramid on the head, like a power dome, a Crisella dome, is an actual detoxing device to allow the circulation of the brain to happen, which the receptor won't do, which then causes the endocrine system to start re-functioning. Because the endocrine system is what digests foods. And people, when their kids are not allergic to anything, and they get older and older and older, they get allergic to this, I can't eat that, I can't eat that, because the brain is shutting down the endocrine system. The pyramid fixes that, and that's what Jeff's describing here.
That's amazing that it works that fast.
Oh, it's very fast. But you'll get headaches when you wear a power dome. Like I have a silver power dome right here on my head. You'll get headaches because we start wearing it and the circulation of the brain starts up. All these toxins, these blockages in the brain, go back down to the liver, and the liver says, oh, I can't handle all this. I can't handle all this. So it gives you a headache. A headache is a syndrome. It's caused by a toxin that's released. So you have to take the pyramid off and drink water. You know, that's called acetylcholine is the hormone that works to kill this. And acetaldehyde is the hormone that that's produced. Acetaldehyde is produced, like if you drink too much booze one night, the next day you're like sobering up, and I need more booze because I got a headache, but I have a drink of blah, blah, blah. Acetaldehyde. So what happens is you have very reserved acetaldehyde deposits in your brain, not about drinking or anything, but over the years, and when you wear the pyramid, the acetaldehyde is removed. And when the acetaldehyde is removed, it gives you headaches. So you have to take the pyramid off and drink some water and blah, blah, blah.
If somebody has the regular silver and gold pyramids, what about the Crisella dome? That's got to be incredible.
Well, the Crisella dome... has diamond dust on it. It came from Edgar Cayce. You know, he's the one that really designed this for us, his work, his studies, his teachings. Because when you take a power dome, like what I'm wearing now, and put diamond dust on it, what it does is it not only detoxes the body, but it opens up the serotonin to a level that's like LSD. The basic way I can describe it when you wear one is like you're on an acid trip.
Wow.
Yeah. But you're not on acid. I mean, you're not taking, lysergic, dimethylate. You're doing it naturally. And in our consciousness today, where we are if we weren't being exposed to all this ELF, all this crap coming out of the skies, these you know, poisons they spray all over the place. You would be there naturally. You wouldn't need this stuff. But the government knows that, you know, believe me, even Hitler knew this stuff in the Third Reich. They know how to block consciousness. And so what we've done is we have created products that breaks down the blocking energy they send out with their chemtrails and blah, blah, blah. And I, if you listen to my radio shows, and they're archived on BBS, you know, 20, 30 years ago when I did shows in Whale Radio up in Connecticut and K-Fox over in Long Beach 25 years ago, along with some very famous people, I talked about this then as I'm talking about it now with the total clarity that I'm presenting now as it's going to happen in the future, and now it's happening now. So I can verify. You might go back in the archives on BBS Radio, my early radio shows, and you'll hear this stuff.
Yeah. Fred, do you happen to, I know you happen to formulate vitamins, and there is a vitamin that I'm trying to source a whole food variety that's very potent for my herpes clients. It's lysine. Do you have any source for that?
Yeah, okay. Herpes, all right.
Yeah, I need to get a source.
Herpes, you got to have the enzyme. You got to have niacin, B3, okay? You need large amounts of B3 for herpes.
Got it.
And we actually did a formula. I have to go look at it. It's in Laguna Beach. We did a herpes formula back when we started Zenith Advanced Health Systems. We use lysine. Anytime you use lysine, you got to use arginine. Okay, arginine, lysine are the twins.
Right. That helps the brain produce what, the vasopressin, right?
Yeah, but not only that. Herpes is a massive B deficiency vitamin, vitamin deficiency, that becomes hereditary because what it does, it kicks out, I forget the genetic structure of what it kicks out, I used to know this stuff, you know, but it kicks out a thing and it spreads. And genetically you need lysine, arginine, and B3, and B6 for a formula. There's a few other things, but I would have to go back to my early research because we had produced a topological cream that will get rid of the symptoms of herpes back in the
Yeah, I'm attempting to actually kill it dead. I'm going to use a combination of the high dosages of the lysine. I'm going to use frequency to kill the actual virus.
Trust me, you need arginine.
Okay, I'll make sure that's in there.
Equal amounts. You need
B3, I'm putting them
niacin.
On your vitamins
niacin
as well.
Niacin is B3, it's niacinamide. And you need B6. These are the ones, you know, herpes is a virus that attacks the nervous system. And it causes a localized infection, you know, an uprising of toxins, which look like pimples. You know, and you need to go after the core of what it is. So it's lysine, arginine, B6, B3. And there's some other stuff, but that's the main way to fight it.
Source for that, though?
Well, because it's a virus that attacks, that uses these nutrients up, the way it feeds. A virus always feeds on... A virus feeds on things that are in your body. You follow what I'm saying? It's a feeder. And if you put the right combinations in there, where it goes to feed, and you block its feeding ability, then it has to go away. It starves. So you have to sneak in, you know, it's feeding on different things in the body, but if you put the right B nutrients back in, it kills its ability to rob the cells because it's not feeding on B6, lysine, arginine, blah, blah, blah. It's feeding on, you know, other cells in the body. I don't know today, my research, because it's been many years on this, but I've done research on this, and I know how to fight it, and I know how to get rid of it.
Do you have a source for the lysine that you can point me towards?
Yeah, I can't do it tonight on the air, but yeah, I can,
okay.
can point you somewhere, yeah. Oh, yeah, I can put you into my lab. If you want to make stuff, call me up, and we'll hook you up to our lab. We'll make anything you want.
Very good.
Yeah.
All right. I appreciate your giving me a few minutes. I'm going to jump off and let you two continue, but I really appreciate your giving me a moment to get those answers.
Yeah, that's good.
All right. Good night now.
All right. Well, Steve, what do you think?
Wow, he's a pretty cool guy.
Well, Jeff's doing some really cool stuff. He's doing a lot of lectures and that. We're putting all that energy into him right now.
That's great.
Yeah.
Because that's important equipment.
So anyway, what else is going on?
Well, my cobra's asleep.
Not out in the snow tonight, huh?
Nah. Not out tonight.
I thought you were going to get a bulldozer blade for your cobra.
That would be fun.
That would be really good.
Yeah. But everything seems to be pretty cool. The energy is extremely strong.
Yeah.
Very, very strong. I don't remember it being this powerful before.
Oh.
The energy
now
coming
this recession
in.
Is going on, which is not really a recession.
Mm-hmm.
Things are kicking ass.
Yes.
Yeah, the real are getting real.
Yep.
Yep.
It's very, very powerful.
Yeah.
I don't walk around without my nuclear receptor anymore. It's on all the time.
I wouldn't blame you. I got mine on right here.
Yeah. There. Yep.
A bird right here, and I got my power dome on right now.
Yeah.
Cool.
That's really cool.
So
things are doing good out there.
Tell everybody how to reach you. We always have new listeners.
Yes. My name's Steve Barish. I have a show on tomorrow night. It's the Steve Barish Healing Hour. Comes on at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 3 p.m. Pacific. And we do a lot of healing on the radio. And it's really a lot of fun for me, so I enjoy talking about that. And I talk about the products that we sell. And
tell everybody about the Master Crystal.
Oh, my God.
They're getting really rare now.
The Master Crystals are becoming even more powerful. I had a client in on Wednesday who was absolutely cold in my room. I don't know why. But the tip of the Master Crystal, it has a consciousness all of its own. And actually it turned bright red, and she could feel the heat warming up in her body. And I can see these shards of energy going into the body. It's really amazing how sensitive these crystals really are and how they work. But the Master Crystal itself that I have, very, very powerful, and it really does work. I mean, they really do shoot out these light through the body, and it changes things very, very quickly. Very quickly.
Yeah, well, tell everybody how resistant you are, because they're not cheap.
Oh, my God. Fred tried to sell me a crystal for about 6 months. I said, Fred, I don't want a crystal.
Like 2 years.
Was it 2 years?
Yeah.
And eventually, he said, you got to buy it. You got to buy it.
And it wasn't cheap.
And it wasn't cheap.
Take a lot of money. You're kind of one of those guys that lives from paycheck to paycheck.
And it really does work.
Yeah.
It really, really does work.
And did you get your money back on it or not?
It's probably worth about four times what I paid for it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I've had people ask me, Steve, do you want to sell it? I said, no, 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 no. No way on the planet. And it's my baby. I mean, I'm finding out that the energies of these crystals are absolutely fantastic. And as I say, they do have a consciousness of their own. They will protect your place, and it really, really does a beautiful job.
That's exactly right.
It's really, really powerful stuff. I think mine weighs about 80 pounds or something like that.
Yeah, that's a big one.
And it works well.
Anyway, Steve, put your phone number up, and we're going to kick out of here. You know,
okay.
We're running out of time.
My phone number is area code 585-746-8321, and you can also reach me by calling Fred's number, and it'll come through my telephone. So if you want to give out your phone number.
Yeah, it's 1-800-729-2603.
There you go.
And we have a lot of Christmas specials. Get everybody out there. remember December 19th? I can't believe it's December. Can you get a, get a break? December 19th?
Yeah.
Come on. It's like last month was, you know, I love this accelerated time stuff, but it's weird. Cause, but the only thing I don't like about it is the bills come quicker.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Tell me about it.
Yeah. With the old slow time system, the bills came slow, but these puppies just come in like they flood in every month.
Yeah. You've got to be careful with those spiders of yours.
My God. It's amazing how fast time goes.
Yeah.
We've been down here in Laguna. I mean, Laguna and Temecula. I don't know. We've done a ton of shows out of here, you know?
Yeah.
A ton of them. Well, anyway, you've been listening to Dr. Fred Bell's Health Science Energy Show. I will have a wonderful seminar continuation tomorrow. I'm sorry I didn't do it last week. A little spider biting going on, but we're recovering now. And I just love this place. I love listening to everybody and all the call-ins. And here we go. That's from Andromeda with Love. That song I wrote. And catch you next weekend. Dr. Fred Bell's Health Science and Energy Show. Over and out. And Belle Bird, by the way. I'm Belle Bird. From Andromeda with Love. All our love for the holidays. Thank you, 13, very of yours.